Katrina's father was a very polite and kind man, always doing what he could to help others. He worked so hard to try and give his daughter as much of a normal life as possible. Today, he was taking Katrina and her friends to the zoo. They were all sitting in his black SUV. Katrina was in the front passenger seat, and Mimi and Suzu were in the back.
"I'm glad to see you girls have an interest in this sort of thing. As a veterinarian, it brings a tear to my eye to see my daughter wanting to spend a day studying animals," he said.
"Well, we mostly thought a zoo trip would be fun. I don't know if we're really going to be doing any studying," Katrina said.
She's always straight with her father, and her father is straight with her. They both agreed that this was the best relationship they could have with each other. Always speak your mind. That's the only way the other person can help you. Katrina's father parked, and they all walked over to the ticket booth. He paid for them, and they went inside.
"You girls, go have fun. I'm obviously here for a different purpose than you three. Besides, I'm sure you don't want to hang out with an old man like me."
He laughed.
"Thanks, Dad," Katrina said.
Mimi and Suzu then said, "Thanks, Mr. Catnip," at the same time. Katrina's father walked off to go admire nature's creatures. "So," said Mimi, "where should we go first?" All three cool cats had different animals that they wanted to see. Katrina wanted to see the giraffes because she likes animals that are long. Mimi wanted to see the hippos because she likes animals that are stout. Suzu wanted to see the penguins because she likes animals that are cute. The girls all discussed what they wanted to see and formed a game plan. Giraffes were first. The girls all admired the beautiful creature as it wandered around its artificial habitat. Now, as we all know, giraffes are usually very talkative. However, this one did not seem to have much to say. It was keeping most of its opinions to itself. For on this day, the necky creature decided that it wanted a break from the drama that comes with expressing its thoughts to the zoo's guests. The giraffe wanted to mind its own business, just for one day.